Good morning. Greetings in Christ's name. I can feel the excitement this morning with the beginning of a new Sunday school year. And some of that excitement might be for those of you who have worked hard this past year and are now relieved of those duties. But a lot of the excitement is, I'm sure, of new Sunday school classes, new teachers, and some, I think, here probably Sunday school for the very first time, their very own class. A new beginning. So thank you very much to all the teachers who faithfully taught this past year. And also a big thank you to all those of you who have agreed to teach this year. It's a vital part of the church life and growth. In Luke 17, as Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, he was met close to a village by a group of 10 lepers. And these lepers were crying out and pleading to Jesus for that he would have mercy on them and heal them. So Jesus instructs them to go and show themselves to the priest, and as they went, it says, they were healed. But there was only one who was a Samaritan who turned around, went back, and threw himself at Jesus' feet and worshipped and thanked and praised Jesus for his healing. So, beginning in Luke 17:17, Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This morning my title is A Heart of Gratitude. We will only be as grateful to the extent that we understand how much we have been given. I'll repeat that. We will only be as grateful to the extent that we understand how much we have been given. The Samaritan who returned to thank Jesus obviously understood that his personal healing was not earned, but that it truly was a gift from Jesus. So yesterday I had the chance to, for this to hit home again for me. I had studied this about this, and I was thinking about this. And then there was an area of home life that I was needing to sacrifice. And I was just a little bit fussing a little bit about it, I guess, inwardly. And then I remembered, you know, really, if God has done so much for me, then why am I fussing about this small thing that I'm not wanting to give up, or that it's coming hard for me? So, we've been given so much, and the gift that I want to focus on this morning is God's gift of eternal life to us through salvation through Jesus Christ. And understanding what Jesus has done for me through his death on the cross is central in developing my heart of gratitude. So firstly, God's salvation to us is a gift. It is not earned through anything we can do. And so I'll read a collection here of scriptures about God's gift of salvation to us from various translations. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." And in John 4:10, when Jesus spoke with the woman at the well, he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And so the gift that Jesus is referring to, obviously, is the gift of eternal salvation. And also, the well-known verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5, 6 through 8. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so this brings me to my second point. So while our salvation is a gift, this gift came at a great cost. And Jesus suffered much for our sake to bring us salvation. So, what did Jesus suffer? He suffered a cruel death on a cross. Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus also suffered abandonment from God. While Jesus was hanging on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus suffered by taking on himself all of man's sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus also suffered the punishment we deserved. Reading a few verses out of Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So God laid our iniquity on Jesus, and Jesus suffered the divine judgment because of us. So the more that we understand the cost of our salvation and that it is indeed a gift, the more grateful we become. And so expressing thankfulness in praise is a very appropriate response to understanding the cost of our salvation and what it is. So I'll read a few verses out of the Psalms, a verse here and there, that talk about God's salvation. Psalm 95:1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. 18:35, Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. 18:46, The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. 25:5, Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And also several verses from Isaiah. 12:2 is one of them. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. 61:10 I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. So too often, we're like the 9 lepers that forget that our healing, that our salvation is truly a gift. And that this gift came at a great cost to Jesus. But the more I understand about this, and the more you understand about this, then the more our hearts will be full of gratitude. The more we'll be able to, I guess, the greater capacity we will have for gratitude. And so the last verse that summarizes this well, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's kneel for prayer. God, thank you so much for your wonderful gift of salvation that you have made a way for us to experience eternal life with you. And God, so often we take it for granted and we forget, but just pray that we could remember that it is a gift from you and that it came at a great cost, a terrible cost. And God, I just pray that our hearts, our lives, overflow with gratitude to you, toward others, and that you'd be just completely lifted up in the way we, our response to life. I pray your blessing now on this upcoming Sunday school year with every teacher that is beginning their year of teaching, and each student as well. Just pray that this could be a good year of learning and growing together. In Jesus' name, amen.